Okay, good morning, everyone. Lovely to see you. I hope we will just gradually grow in number over the next half an hour or so. Thank you so much on a glorious morning for being here for 10 a.m. to sing God's praises through the decades. I'm really looking forward to doing that with you guys. Can I just say from the start, if you want to stand in any song, please do. If you'd like to sit down in any song, please do. We are here to give God all the glory. I'm going to pray, and then we will sing some old favorites and gradually move through the decades to sing some newer favorites too. So let's pray to our Father in heaven. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your amazing faithfulness. Thank you, Father God, for who you are. Thank you for the gift of music. Thank you that we can gather this morning to sing your praises. We don't deserve to do that, Lord. Because of Jesus Christ, we can. We pray that he would receive all the glory this morning as we remember your faithfulness to us as a church, as we remember your promised faithfulness to us as we look ahead to. Lord, receive the glory, for you are great. Amen. Shall we stand and sing, if we can, if we're able, to our great God with the words written back in the 50s, or at least adapted back in the 50s. I can't quite work it out. O Lord my God, how great thou art.
O Lord.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder
for the years.
Lord, for the years, your love has kept and guided, urged and inspired us, did us on our way, sought us and saved us, pardoned and provided. as he's given, Jesus Christ, his Son.
Sing that again. Seek ye first.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia.
You sing hallelujah. Hallelujah again. Hallelujah.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord.
This is how great is our God.
Sing with me how great is our God. All will see how great.
Psalm 145, I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. As we've already sung, the Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all the people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises, and faithful in all he does. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. The Lord is near to all who call on him and to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. Amen. And the words of that psalm really are a prayer, aren't they? Let's make that our prayer. As we think back to God's faithfulness to us over all time, but over the decades that he has allowed us to be using this building to meet, to gather, to hear from his word, to minister amongst us, and to praise him as we've been doing so far. And let's make it our prayer as we look ahead to how he may use this building in a different form, well, not this very building, but you know what I mean, this space, for his local church here in Binscombe, to gather and to praise his name. God willing, we want that to be what this place will be used for. So let's make this final song, as of the 10 a.m. session at least, a prayer, looking back and looking forwards, that God's name would be praised. How great, based on Psalm 145. If you can, do stand.
Greatly to be praised.
Amen. Lord, be greatly praised, we pray, for decades and decades and decades to come in this space. Father, thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you that we can boldly approach your throne and ask things like that because of him. Lord, help us now to encourage one another as we catch up over coffee and tea. And help us, Father, as we gather at 11 a.m. again to bring you glory and to be ready, Holy Spirit, to hear from you as your word is taught.